prece. Today's most auspicious appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Krishna performs any pastimes, there is no one in the entire creation who can perform it in the best way possible like him. Just like when Lord Krishna exhibited his opulence in Dwaraka, nobody could equal or excel that opulence. In the same manner, when Krishna performs fighting pastimes, nobody can fight like him. In the same manner, when Lord Krishna comes as Nimai Pandit, he is called as the crest jewel of arrogance, which means, it is said in Navadvip Dham, Nimai Pandit was so illustrious, so his face used to be like so beautiful like a moon, and with curly locks of hair, with a beautiful tilaka on his forehead, and he would be wearing yellow color, very beautiful, elegant garments, and the sacred thread passing through his body, and his illustrious body shining like a sun, always carrying a book in his hand, and surrounded by dozens of students who are his very eager followers, just like bumblebees surrounding a flower. Nimai Pandit was so scholarly, and he exhibited that kind of scholarship pride to charm the hearts of everyone in Navadvip Dham. So, when he would be at the banks of the Ganges surrounded by hundreds of thousands of students, and hours he would discuss on Nyaya. The devotees of Lord Krishna or Vishnu, when they would see Nimai Pandit, they felt a great attachment to him, just like iron filings would feel attraction for a magnet. But then when they would come near him, he would speak to them on logic and reason, philosophy of Nyaya. So immediately the Vaishnavas would get repelled, and they would feel, how nice if this beautiful boy could sing the holy names of Krishna. And they would even try to persuade to him, "Hey Nimai Pandit, give up all your scholarship immediately. Right now you chant Hare Krishna." Some Vaishnavas would tell him. Other Vaishnavas would tell him, "Nimai Pandit, how long are you going to go on like this in your life, studying all these volumes and volumes of books and lecturing hours and hours without developing taste for Krishna's holy names?" So Nimai Pandit, whenever he would hear from them like this from any other Vaishnavas, he would just smile and he would say, "I am very fortunate to be instructed by you. Someday I will chant Krishna's holy name constantly." So in this way, Nimai Pandit put all the Navadvip Vasis in Yogamaya, because of which nobody could recognize who he was, although they were madly attracted to his beauty, his speech, his behavior, everything. It is said, when he would be sitting in the banks of Ganga, surrounded by all his students, Vrindavana Thakur says, "I don't know, what comparison can I give for the beautiful sight?" He says, "Maybe I feel like saying he looked like a beautiful full moon surrounded by stars." And then he says, "I'm sorry to give this wrong example," he says, "because the moon has spots and the moon is also waxing and waning. But this Chaitanya moon, it never wanes and waxes, and it has no spots at all. It's a spotless personality. So moon is a wrong comparison," he says. Then he says, "Maybe I should compare him to Brihaspati, because Brihaspati is the master of demigods and he is most learned, and all devatas go and take his shelter. But," he says, "Brihaspati is also partial to the demigods and he neglects the demons. But Lord Chaitanya doesn't neglect anyone. Lord Chaitanya gives his mercy to all living beings, irrespective of who they are. So he cannot be compared to Brihaspati," he says. And then he says, "When I see his fully blown face and beautiful eyes like lotus petals, I feel like comparing him to Kamadev, he says. But the Kamadev, he always agitates the minds of the people in general and destroys their spiritual life. So he says Kamadev is a wrong comparison, he says. Whereas Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by observing his duty and following his path, one's heart throbs in great devotion to Krishna. And one's heart becomes freed from all lust by meditating on Lord Chaitanya. How can he be compared to Kamadev, he says. And then he says, he can only be compared to Lord Krishna Chandra or Shyam Sundar, who in the banks of Yamuna is sitting with all his covered boys surrounding him and sharing his lunch packet with all of them and delighting in the Braj Dham. That is the only comparison. He is Shyam Sundar and this is Gaur Sundar, he says. That's the only comparison which is possible to be made, he says. So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu charmed the hearts of everyone in Navadvip Dham. When he would come home, he would go to the altar room where he would worship Vishnu, deity. So one day, Satyamata heard the sound of a flute. And then she was surprised, where is this flute sound coming from? And she saw the beautiful moon in the sky had a beautiful Krishna, and the Krishna Chandra. It entered the house and it entered into the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she could see in the chest of Nimaya Pandit beautiful picture of Krishna within a moon and the sky also. And then the sound of the flute stopped after some time. So such kind of very mysterious things would happen at the house of Jagannath Mishra and Satyamata. Sometimes Satyamata would hear a loud sound of kirtan going on, sound of the kartas, sound of the mridangams, sound of many, many devotees clapping, and sound of many gopis singing. She would hear the sound. She would run all into the house in search, and she couldn't find anything anywhere. All she heard was a loud sound. These things happened even before Nimaya Pandit became a devotee. In fact, sometimes she got a vision of many, many Lakshmis with lotuses in their hands, sitting on lotuses, and they all were moving about within the house of Satyamata. And the darshan would appear at one time, and other time it would disappear. Such sights when Satyamata observed, because the Nimaya Pandit was none other than Krishna himself. So in this way, Nimaya Pandit exhibited many pastimes as an arrogant scholar, arguing with many, many other scholars and defeating them all. And he would derive great delight in having encounters with Vaishnavas. And at one point of time, when Nimaya Pandit met Isharapuri, and Isharapuri came and stayed in his house, and he surrendered his life to him and became apparently awakened in Krishna consciousness, because he already knew his mission. He had come in the mood of Sumitra Radharani, but he waited for completing his pastimes to exhibit the Krishna prem. When he exhibited Krishna prem, nobody could catch with him. Nobody could for a moment be separated from him. In the Navadvip Dham, all the Vaishnavas were constantly encircling him, surrounding him, and delighting in that wonderful pastimes of chanting and dancing day and night, spreading the Harinam Sankirtan, beginning from Navadvip all over India. So today is a very, very auspicious day, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For Gaudi Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is their heart and soul. In fact, Krishna Gaurav Goswami and also Vrindavan Das Thakur, they promised that anyone who takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be constantly absorbed in the blissful remembrance of Krishna at all times. And anyone who takes shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the most difficult obstacles in the path of spiritual life in attaining Krishna will become insignificantly small, like a vast ocean compressed into a small puddle that even a child can cross over. And one who does not remember Lord Chaitanya, even the smallest obstacles pose like vast oceans. So today is the day And Lord Chaitanya is most prominently present at every moment. And by taking shelter of the holy name, by taking shelter of the wonderful pastimes that he performed within the vision of people, even within this world, the pastimes which go on eternally, by remembering such pastimes and by absorbing our consciousness in them and taking shelter of his feet and blissfully remembering him, we will become purified of all our unlimited contaminations and become merged in the blissful holy name of Krishna, which he actually came to propagate. That was his mission. His mission was to flood the world with the holy name without seeing any qualification of anyone, to rich and poor, to the educated and uneducated, to the impersonalists and devotees. For he wanted to actually delight everyone. Even the most unsurrendered people who would run away from him, he chased after them and he gave the holy name. So let us take great inspiration from chanting of the holy name and hearing his pastimes today, that we will get more rejuvenated in our spiritual lives, so that as we are coming up with a new temple, new Vedic cultural center in Kathias Kondwa, we will be getting the inspiration to work hard for the service. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Harinam Prabhu ki.